Well, let's take a look at this forecast here. It looks like we're going to get some summertime weather. Good morning there, Pat.
Yes, good morning. That should make you happy.
It always makes me very happy. I was whistling a happy tune walking out of the house this morning.
Well, that's good. I wonder if you were whistling yesterday afternoon as you were driving back from the city.
Didn't go to the city.
So you just punked out, didn't you?
I did. And I'm glad I did, because we had off and on showers here, and it was humid and it was stanky out. It just wasn't, you know. I went to do something in my backyard for 20 minutes, and I came back in, and it was like I had been out in a shower. It was just, I didn't like outside yesterday.
Yeah, well, I mean, we knew that was going to happen, but the sun did come out.
It did come out.
Yeah.
It came out here probably about, maybe around 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, it was a little earlier in the city, came out about 2, but the city had almost 1 inch of rain yesterday morning. So yeah, the city got a lot of rain, a lot more than we did.
That's why we decided.
Yeah.
No,
and I was thinking of you. I'll tell you how in a minute. Let's go over the forecast. It's sunny and very warm today, upper 80s. Partly cloudy, 60 to 65 tonight. It'll be partly sunny and hot Thursday and Friday, 90. Saturday, hazy and humid with a chance of a thunderstorm, mid 80s. And your Sunday, some sun, showers, maybe a thunderstorm. The highs on Sunday will probably be in the 70s. So weekend looks very unsettled. So unsettled that Pat may stay home.
Wow.
Okay, so I was thinking of you yesterday as I was sitting in a very comfortable recliner.
Yes.
In lovely air conditioning.
Watching
Men in Black. Is that it? Men in Black?
Men in Black.
International?
Yeah.
Men in Black International. No, is that it? I keep saying Men in Black. No.
MIB International, yes.
Is it? Okay.
I'm almost positive it is, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So went to the movies on our $6 day, and a lot of people were in the movies. I thought there'd be nobody there, but there's a lot of people in the movies, and it was good. It was really, really good. If you watched any of the Men in Black movies, they always were all good with all their characters and animation. So that was very, very good. And, of course, there's a lot of good movies coming up, like that one yesterday. That's opening up this Friday. So I would like to see that. And I think in the middle part of July, Disney's releasing Lion King.
You should have gone to see Godzilla.
Godzilla was playing.
You should have gone and seen it.
I was torn between the two.
You probably,
but I chose Men in Black.
You probably heard Godzilla in the theater next to you.
I didn't, but, I'm thinking about, like, you know, I said, Marshall was saying, you know, it got mixed reviews, and I'm saying, well, you know, maybe I better just, I'll just wait until I could see that on TV. I mean, I have a 90-inch TV, so it will still be very good when I get to see it on TV.
The only reason I say you should see it is the one complaint you had about the other Godzilla movie, that Godzilla didn't make it on the screen enough.
Right.
And Godzilla's on the screen all the time in this baby. All the time.
Okay. All the time. Okay. Well, you know, there is next Tuesday.
That's right, there is. If I was going to go to the movies, if I was going to go to the movies during the day, I would. The first two movies I would see would be The Avengers and then Godzilla. But Godzilla,
yeah,
Godzilla would be first.
You are an Avenger fan. I know that. I'm not. But I know you are. And that was there, and I could have gone to see that. Yes.
Hey, you saw a movie, you enjoyed it, you didn't fall asleep, and you were cool.
Right.
What's wrong with all those things?
Right, and I got back in time to work at the Weather Center.
You mean you didn't go outside and work more on your garden and your
absolutely not. I had enough of that. Enough of it. Enough of that. So that's it. So now we're in typical summer weather for the next 3 days, probably Saturday as well, and then that change on Sunday. So that's really it. I can't think of anything other groundbreaking news other than the fact that, you know, the week is just flying by. Here it is. It's already Wednesday.
Yeah, they go by, things go by quicker and quicker and quicker and quicker. They really do.
They do. And I think the fact that since we've had, like, a lot of rain in June and cooler weather, it's hard to believe that, you know, a third of summer is over when you think about it. Because June, as far as I'm concerned, June, July, and August are your three summer months.
Yeah.
You know? So June is just about over, and you have 2 months left. And, you know, before you know it, in July, the average temperatures begin to come down. And before you know it, Staples will be advertising school books.
It's a sad thing that I recognize it. See, when we get to the longest day of the year,
right,
all of a sudden, now we're about, almost 3 or 4 days away from it a little? Or a week away from the longest day of the year?
Yeah, it was Friday, right?
Yeah. So now, already, I can tell in the morning when I'm driving, because I get up early enough, where it was pretty light. I didn't have to use my headlights for the past week or so. But now they come on automatically. Just that little bit of difference. Just that little bit of difference.
Yeah, I was programming some other TV stations yesterday. And one of them that I came across was the Hallmark station. And when I came across it, it was doing a commercial. And the commercial was for Christmas in July. They're going to start their Christmas movies next month.
Pardon me while I puke in a bucket.
Thank you.
Ridiculous.
Do you believe it?
Well, now
you know QVC will do Christmas in July. They, you know, they try to sell what didn't sell last year in July. But, I mean, to start the movies in July, I don't know about that.
No, I think you're right. It's like now if you put on all these movie channels.
Right.
Son of a gun, you got Freddy Krueger in. You know, they don't package these things around where they should package the movies around. You get to see them all year round. And it kind of takes away, to me, the fun of watching something scary.
I agree. Yeah. And you know, and then comes Halloween.
Yeah.
And you're looking for the scary movies, and where are they?
That's the whole thing. It's discombobulated, Pat. It's discombobulated.
Yeah, it is. It is. But that's the name of the game, and we shall see about the weekend as we progress into late week. But again, I'm not thinking that it's going to be all that stable. I think it's going to be unsettled. We will see if that's the case.
All right, and we just hope that the July 4th weekend, I think our fireworks are at Lime Rock Park on July, I think, I want to say July 5th, I could be wrong. I don't have it in front of me right now, but we'll be focusing in on that for in the beginning of next week.
Glad you will be.
Well, if I focus in on it, you have to focus in on it.
I've already been looking at it. I'm not too pleased at all. That's all I can tell you in advance.
All right, not too pleased.
Have you thought yesterday was humid?
Yeah. Okay.
4th of July could make that look like a little wimping baby.
All right. Well, on that note, I'm going to wimp away, and I'll speak to you tomorrow.
That sounds good to me.
All right, Pat, take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on the Tri-State forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.